Good morning. We are talking with Miranda Plodna, a kindergarten teacher at B.A. Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've been talking with a number of members of the faculty at the Prairie du Chien School District, kind of as we gear up for their referendum on April 1st, just to kind of put some faces and some names and a perspective of somebody who works in the district. This affects your day-to-day life. It affects your job. So we just want to give you a chance to kind of introduce yourself and what you do within the Prairie du Chien School District.
Yes, I have taught kindergarten for 11 years now within the district. Something that I've really enjoyed watching is just something I love about my position is their excitement for learning and their eagerness to try every single thing that I throw at them. It's always new, and they're so eager to take that.
So you said you have been with the school district for 11 years. What is something that you love about working for the Prairie du Chien School District?
Something that I love is how the community connects with the school, because within our classroom there are so many different needs. And I've had high school tutors come, and they volunteer their time every day. Some community members have reached out and given generous donations, and I just want to say that there are so many great people out in our community.
And you know, you kind of mentioned this off air. You have three kids in the district. Not only are you an educator, you're also a parent.
Yes.
So what do you think makes the Prairie du Chien School District and even B.A. Kennedy special?
I think it's the idea that each of the buildings focuses on positive relationship building, which improves, as we all know, student learning. And it's so neat to see my three kids when I get them after school. And you listen to the stories that they tell throughout the day, and it just amazes me on how the staff have built their love of learning right in their hearts. And I'm just forever thankful for the opportunities that they've had.
You mentioned you've been in the school district 11 years. What has made you stay working at the Prairie du Chien School District?
Definitely my coworkers and the administration. They're very supportive. The students are just filled with excitement, and every day feels like you're coming together as a team just to work for one common goal. Like, how can we do what's best for these young minds?
We talked about this with some others, and I know this is kind of the message, you know, that's been sent out in a lot of the literature for the district as they go to this referendum, that they want the students that are in school today to have the same opportunities that kids a couple years ago had. And the kids that are going to be in your classroom in a couple years, you want them to have the same opportunities that, you know, somebody had 5 years ago or even somebody has today. So what are some opportunities that you see the district providing in your classroom?
Every single student has a varying amount of need. And each student, as they come in, they're met right where the need is. And then we build upon what they need to grow. And it just takes a lot of resources to make that happen. And I am so thankful for the resources that we currently have within our district right now.
You know, I've talked with some other educators, you know, like the math and reading interventionist, mm-hmm. you know, kind of stopping those problems, you know, or helping those kids with those problems like right away and kind of stepping in and, you know, intervening before it becomes like a long-term problem.
Yes.
I know are very key to, you know, shaping a kid's educational path.
That is very true. And we have wonderful interventionists right within our district, in our building and at Bluffview and at the high school. They do a great job of helping with the classroom teacher and trying to meet the need of each student.
Now, are you an alumni of Prairie du Chien?
Yes, I am. Yes.
So what made you go, you know what, I want to go back and I want to go teach in my home school district?
Well, so back when I graduated about 20 plus years ago and I ventured off to UW-La Crosse, I felt like Prairie du Chien prepared me for those challenges in life. And I just always thought, boy, it would be neat to go back and return the favor and just give back to the community. And it helps my husband and myself both have family that live close by, and just being able to see our kids grow up the way that we were able to grow up, it's pretty neat to see.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning again. Prairie du Chien School District will have a yes or no vote for their referendum coming up on April 1st. If you want more information on, you know, all of the nuts and bolts numbers and some of the things that the district is doing, you can visit the Prairie du Chien School District website.